It's time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Let's do this. Okay, this is a show I am so watching. Jenna Dewan is set to host a new dating show on Fox, and I'm into it. It's called Flirty Dancing, and it's based on a British dating show with the same name. Okay, so the show has its participants learn half of a dance routine. Then they meet their partners for the first time on a blind date where they perform the routine without saying a word to one another. So, Joe, like, I would feast eyes on you, and instead of talking, we just, like, dance. Like, we perform, we do our dance that we have learned.
Well, like most of my dating in the past, it would be over quickly then.
Awkward!
Yeah, it would not last.
The person will dance with two different partners, and then after the routines, they'll get asked, they ask one of them on a second date. So basically, then you dance twice with people, and then you, it's all about dance, but it's also about love. I'm into it. All right. Cool. A cool concept. Well, I was so Team LC back in the day on the hills. Lauren Conrad, she's just a mom now. She and William Tell, they have one little boy, and now they just welcomed another son, Charlie Wolf. What a cute name. And here's LC talking about how she takes time.
He just adjusts. I work from home most days, so I'm able to spend lots of time with Liam and just figure it out. I mean, you know, figure it out.
So she's a mama too now. The new baby weighed in at 8 pounds, 9 ounces, 20 inches long. Charlie Wolf Tell is the name. And I love that. Lauren Conrad, she's done so well for herself. You go, girl. Meg Ryan, John Mellencamp split after a huge blowout fight.
Define love.
Why?
Because every other word out of your mouth is love. And I'd like to know what it is, this magical ideal of yours. Define it.
Oh, man. Okay, so they got engaged almost a year ago. Sources say, like, last November, they've been planning to get married. Now, the engagement is off once again.
We're
so they keep
done.
Having massive blow-ups at each other, screaming in public. People are watching them. They first got together, like, a long time ago. I think they've been, like, before 2014, because that's the first time they broke up. They're that couple. They make up, they break up. They make up, they break up. So will they get married? I don't know.
I always find it interesting people that get divorced and get remarried to the same person.
And like I have been, you know, the process is so lengthy and awful. I can't imagine. It's like, if you're not sure, don't do it. New York City cracking down on fake tours operated. So basically, Alec Baldwin was duped into buying a bogus tour of the Statue of Liberty. And now the city is all up in arms and they're cracking down. Here, I would not want to mess with Alec Baldwin. Here he is going after a female paparazzi.
Yeah, see that blonde woman? I want to press charges against her.
Okay, have a seat.
She's the one I want to press charges against.
You want to press charges against her?
No, I'm angry. I'm Alec Baldwin. You're a little pig.
Very, very angry.
Little piggy taking a picture.
So Alec was really upset. He and his family were duped into buying the bogus tour tickets for the Statue of Liberty. And now he has contacted the mayor. And the mayor has done an expanded crackdown, saying this isn't right. The Statue of Liberty is an enduring symbol of the promise of America. And tourists have been taken for a ride. So he just made a call to the mayor. And it's being taken care of, but he was very
I would be
upset.
Mad, though, too, just because he's a celebrity. It's like, it does suck. I'm always worried about, you know where I'm always worried I'm getting scammed? People that try to park you at, like, events.
Oh, yeah, like, they're just taking your money.
I'm like, dude, peace. That's a fire hydrant. I'm pretty sure I can't park in front of a that's cool, man. $20. I'll give you a deal.
And they're never there, like, when you come back to your car.
No, because they're just walking around. They're not really the parking people. How many times have I fallen for that?
Duped.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. Hey, we've got group therapy coming up next, and I believe we're going to be talking to Maddie. What's exactly going on with this?
Okay, so Maddie is getting single white femaled at work. That's how she described it.
What does that even mean?
There's a copycat. There's a chick at work that's like starting to dress like her, starting to talk like her, going to all the places that she goes, and she is eked out 100%. She needs her job, so she doesn't know what to do.
All right, group therapy with Maddie is coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie.